our dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially you six young men and women about to be confirmed. What a great blessing to be here today. I have to confess that a couple months ago when I was trying to figure out what we were going to do for confirmation, I almost could not see us here together for this special day because all that's happening this year. So with you, I praise the Lord, our triune God, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to witness your public confession and confirmation of the faith in Jesus you do have and the new life he has gifted you. For most of you, that new life was given to you on the day of your baptism. Through the water and the word combined, the Holy Spirit descended upon you and created faith in your heart, giving you a new life and making you part of God's family. For others, that faith came when someone shared God's word with you, teaching you about Jesus and the salvation he accomplished for you. Either way, this new life and faith didn't stop on your baptism or on the day when you first believed. Throughout your lives, you have heard the message of Jesus from your parents, from Sunday school teachers, confirmation teachers, and of course from various pastors. So today, with this confirmation service, you will be confessing before God in the world that Jesus died and rose again to save you. That this faith in him came with the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. That this faith allows you to receive the very body and blood that Jesus gave on the cross. And that you have the forgiveness of sins that Jesus conquered for you. And where there is forgiveness, there is also life and salvation. It seems a lot, doesn't it? And it is. But it is our triune God that puts that thought before you through me. I'm merely the mouthpiece. But I'm more than happy to be the Lord's mouthpiece because of his love for you. And because he brought us together. I know you have spent a lot of time with me in class and even watched me on a screen during our Zoom classes. You know, and perhaps you are more than ready to have a break from me. But selfishly, I want to be with you. And with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven forever. Not because we have spent all the time together, but because I enjoy a big celebration. And you know, that's what eternity will be. A huge celebration, an eternal celebration with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit serving us with his gifts. We don't know when we will join the eternal celebration around the throne of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. But by the grace of God, we do know what we need to do in the meantime. Our first reading from 1 Peter chapter 3 guides us on that. And I would like to ask you to read with me, please. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And we do that as we daily fight the good fight of faith. And as we look forward to the prize our Heavenly Father has prepared for us in heaven already. But we already receive today a small and miraculous glimpse of heaven here at church in our services. The receiving of these gifts of God prepares us to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is in us. That's why confirmation is not graduation. You have heard me say that a few times, and I'm saying it again. Confirmation is not graduation. Today simply begins another part of your journey or your pilgrimage that the Lord has set before you. You need strength for that journey. And when you go on a hike, you need the proper nutrition and rest so that you can reach your goal. And so is with faith. It needs to be fed. It needs to rest on the Lord. If it's not, it can get weak to the point of death. And as you grow and mature, that journey and pilgrimage will present new and different challenges. God never promised to take those challenges away. What He did promise to give you is peace and strength for the journey. Strength to see those challenges through the cross. Jesus said in our second reading for today, John chapter 16, and I would like you to read that with me too. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That strength, that endurance for the pilgrimage is yours when you receive God's gifts. It began at your baptism when He washed away that ugly stain of sin that goes all the way down to the bone. That faith is strength as God's word, as God's spiritual food is poured into your ears through the spoken word of God, proclaiming Jesus and His life and salvation. That strength is yours as you hear those comforting words that you heard today again on the absolution. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that strength will soon be yours, confirmants, as the Lord places into your mouth His very body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. All of us need those gifts. There isn't a soul here who understands all matters of faith perfectly. Just because some of us may have hair a little lighter in color than you, confirmants, doesn't mean we have finished growing. So, the six of you, confirmants, and everyone here in church with you, and also those watching at home, please find comfort, strength, and encouragement in the wisdom of Solomon as he wrote these words in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And to conclude, I would like you to read those words with me again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and he will make straight your paths. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.